SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, multiple people stabbed at a church in Sydney's west. Network 10 celebrates its win in a defamation case launched by Bruce Lehrman. And in sport, the French president says he's prepared to move the Olympics opening ceremony if security risk proves too high. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Red. A Christian bishop and multiple churchgoers have been stabbed during a televised service in Western Sydney. More than 100 police attended the Orthodox Assyrian Christ the Good Shepherd Church at Wakeley, where hundreds of people converged after Bishop Mari Emmanuel and another clergyman were attacked during the evening mass. The stabbing victims are reported to have non-life-threatening injuries. A 15-year-old boy is alleged to have lunged at the bishop before he was subdued. Acting Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland says the crowd's behavior was unacceptable.
A number of houses have been damaged. They've broken into a number of houses to gain weapons to throw at the police. They've thrown weapons and items at the church itself. There was obviously people who wanted to get access to the young person who was caused the injuries to the clergy people. One of the things they needed to understand is that they need police to do their jobs.
Premier Chris Minns immediately called a meeting of religious leaders in Western Sydney who endorsed and supported a unanimous condemnation of violence in any form. A lawyer for Channel 10 says the failure of Bruce Lehrman's defamation case is a vindication for the network and journalist Lisa Wilkinson. Federal Court Justice Michael Lee has dismissed the case after finding on the balance of probabilities, a lower threshold than in criminal trials, that Mr. Lehrman raped Brittany Higgins. The former Liberal staffer sued following a February 2021 report on the project, claiming he had been identified as the man that allegedly raped Ms. Higgins in Parliament House in March of 2019. In his judgment, Justice Lee said Channel 10's legal counsel had shown a serious lack of judgment in approving a speech given mentioning the report by Ms. Wilkinson at the 2021 Logies, which led to criminal proceedings against Mr. Lehrman being postponed. Network 10 lawyer Justin Quill says he disagrees with those findings.
This is an unmitigating disaster for Bruce Lehrman. And I've got to say, it's a warning to all other potential applicants or plaintiffs who might want to try and reinvent history or make a quick buck, who might want to come to court and con the court as to their version of events. You can come up with a con that might get you through a TV interview or an interview with your bosses or down at the pub with your mates. But when you come to the court and you are cross-examined and forensically examined, you can't get away with it.
The criminal case against Mr. Lehrman was dropped in 2022 following juror misconduct at a reconvened trial with no findings made against him. The CEO of the group that owns Bondi Junction Westfield Shopping Centre says detailed reviews will examine its security response to Saturday's stabbing attack. Elliot Rusinow says Centre Group is continuing to work closely with police as they investigate how Joel Couchy was able to kill six people, including security guard Faraz Taher, and wound multiple others. He explained the group's security guards maintain close contact with law enforcement, but couldn't say exactly how many guards were on site during the attack.
There were a significant number working. The exact number will be part of, in time, will be part of the findings of detailed reviews. But I can say that there were a significant number of security, and I can also say that since those events, security has been increased throughout the entire portfolio, throughout Australia and New Zealand.
The parents of the Bondi stabbing attacker have expressed their devastation and sorrow for the six people he killed. Andrew and Michelle Couchy spoke directly to media outside their Toowoomba home in Queensland. Mr. Couchy described his 40-year-old son, Joel Couchy, who was killed by an officer at the scene, as a very sick boy who had lived with mental illness since adolescence. Michelle Couchy said she did not know what motivated her son's attack, saying he was brought up in love.
My heart goes out to the people our son has hurt. If he was in his right mind, he would be absolutely devastated at what he has done. but he obviously was not in his right mind. He somehow had been triggered into a psychosis and he'd lost touch with reality. And it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's difficult for all those poor people that have lost their loved ones.
The family had only had periodic contact with Joel Cauchy in recent times and contacted authorities after seeing his image in TV reports about Saturday's attack. In sport, French President Emmanuel Macron says the Paris Olympics opening ceremony, planned to take place on the River Seine, could be shifted to a stadium because of security risks. France is on high security alert ahead of the Paris Olympics and Paralympics, which are expected to draw millions of visitors to the country. Particular focus is on the planned opening ceremony on the 26th of July, which involves boats carrying athletes along the Seine with crowds watching from the bank. Mr. Macron told local media alternatives are being prepared to be used if that plan is deemed too risky.
We're not being naive at all. We are being very lucid about it. We are sharing all the security intelligence. We have considerable resources and we know a lot. But we will give ourselves the means to have a great opening ceremony. If, after analysis of the context, we think there will be risks, we have other scenarios. To be perfectly clear, we have a plan B and even a plan C, and they are being prepared also.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.